use at a bondage club?
Turns out it's kind of a bondage place.
The House of Bondage.
Yeah.
say, I thank the teabaggers.
Okay.
Any teabaggers here tonight? They're the ones who got it passed. And I'm sure they're saying, what are you talking about, Bill? I was so against the health care bill, I marched on Washington with teabags hanging from my hat, dressed up in my founding father's costume with a picture of Hitler, you know, and Obama's face on him and, you know, screaming about his birth certificate. And then America saw that and said, what loons, we're going with the calm black man. These idiots can't even spell go back to Kenya, you know.
Bondage plays
the house of bondage.
Bondage.
The story involves a bondage themed nightclub.
Gee, thanks, Greta.
That was.
All of us hard-hitting journalists are asking really tough questions.
Do you like bondage clubs?
Is it a bondage club?
Turns out it's kind of a bondage place.
A house of bondage.
Bondage club.
A bondage strip club.
I don't know, Hollywood.
It's not.
Just put it that way. It is never good when a political story involves a bondage-themed nightclub.
Gee, thanks, Greta.
Sarah Palin screaming about death panels? You know what, Sarah? If we were killing off useless people, you'd be the first to know.
Now they want to repeal this thing. They want to replace it with a new one.
Oh, that's like sore losers. Sore losers, and I'm not just talking about the gunfire.
Yeah.
I mean, you expect that from the right wing when they lose a political battle. Of course, the bricks through the window, the death threats on phone machines, you know, that's all acceptable. You know, you have to throw a little tantrum
right. When
freedom as we know it dies, because I know what it means to be a patriot is to make sure that kids don't get checkups.
Tastes like leather.
I mean, really, what's the big deal? If the RNC's going, it's just a pretty good. Has any member of your staff and any official business capacity been to that club?
Have you been to that club?
Look, man, come on, no.
What do you know about this?
It's really.
It's really okay. I cannot say for sure.
I just read the prompter in a case like that, Rick.
Get married.
You know that club well. I know you're a regular there. They have a drink named after you.
Christ alive. Along with references to the Bible are scenes of battle set to heavy metal music. Pictured on the Mutare website, the FBI arrested 8 militia members identifying 45-year-old David Stone as Captain Mutare, with his wife and 2 sons as members. Another member has been indicted but is a fugitive. While small, in 2008, the Mutare caught the attention of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
very thick on paramilitarism and rather thin on ideology.
Mark Potok warns of a growing number of militia and hate groups, counting 363 formed just last year alone, and sees race as a big factor for these groups.
Continuing non-white immigration over a number of years. The election of a black president, what that represents, which is the loss of white majority in this country in the year 2050, according to the census. There is a lot of angst and anger connected to the economy and unemployment.
It's the biggest resurgence of militias since the 1990s when we saw the Oklahoma City bombing and Waco. Looking at the Hutari militia videos, former FBI assistant director and CNN contributor Tom Fuente says their training stands out.
They're firing a lot of weapons, a lot of rounds from those weapons, and they could kill a lot of people.
That was a hit.
For anniversary.
Doesn't it affect everybody different?
Start small. This is just my picking rule after Mom makes me chocolate cake. You'll be straight by the next month.
Cindy, Kathy, Jane, Mary, every single one of you knows better than this.
Ms. Phillips, some of us are not involved.
Yeah, Ms. Phillips, none of us are involved.
Smoke.
could walk right back out again.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George, Thursday night, 103.5 LPFM, Chapel Hill, Carborough. Stick around, we got some good underground hip-hop beats and such. And yours truly, the newly minted Dr. Furious. So, it's going to be a fun one tonight. We're going all over the place, which may be offensive to some members in our listening audience. For everyone else, put your seatbelts on. It's gonna go fast. I'm furious.
Ask Willie.
Let's not ask Willie on TV.
I cannot say for sure.
I just read the prompter in a case like that, right?
I mean, I might peek in there.
You know that club well. I know you're a regular there. They have a drink named after you. The Blitz Wolf. I mean...
socialist, the anti-capitalist tonight.
With to spin healthcare reforms, they fear it would lead to a nightmare bureaucracy.
Rising our president.
Sinister. Warriors, too. As protesters equated their president to dictators like Stalin.
It's a mistake that all of these people have a lot of things in common.
More dangerous, Al Qaeda or Obama?
Obama is
more dangerous than Obama.
And I told you,
Obama
is a naked Marxist. They are using communist era
tactics.
I'm afraid he's going to do what Hitler could never do, and that's destroy the United States of America.
Max Grunewald, author of The Target and Gomorrah, waded into their midst to sample a drum fill.
And what is the Obama revolution? Like, what's it, the end of it? What's going to happen?
Nothing. Guy going.
Similar to Germany. As Hitler did, he took over the auto industry. Did he not? He took over the banking. Did he not?
You can't bring it like that. We're going to strip him in arms and tie him in a knot.
Crowd you describe. How many congresspeople will you serve with? There's 435
right,
members
right
of
now.
Congress. How many are anti-American in that congress right now that you serve with?
You'd have to ask them, Chris. I'm focusing on Barack Obama and the people that he's been associated with.
But do you suspect there are a lot of people you serve with?
Their anti-American nature.
Well, he's a United States Senator from Illinois. He's one of the people you suspect is being anti-American. How many people in the Congress of the United States do you think are anti-American? You've already suspected Barack Obama. Is he alone or are there others? How many do you suspect of your colleagues as being anti-American?
Thank you.
Energy security. As we transition to cleaner energy sources, we still got to make some tough decisions about opening new offshore areas for oil and gas development in ways that protect communities, protect coastlines. So today we're announcing the expansion of offshore oil and gas exploration.
Let me make it very clear. Drill, baby, drill, and drill now.
Drill, baby, drill?
The chant is drill, baby, drill.
Drill, baby, drill. Baby, drill.
Drill new wells offshore and we'll drill them now.
I understand how badly people are struggling to pay gas prices that have reached well over $4 a gallon in many places. But what wouldn't do a thing to lower gas prices is John McCain's new proposal, a proposal adopted by George Bush as well, to open up Florida's coastline to offshore drilling. Senator McCain once had a different position on offshore drilling, and it's clear why he did. It would have long-term consequences for our coastlines, but no short-term benefits, since it would take at least 10 years to get any oil. So let me just repeat. John McCain's proposal, George Bush's proposal to drill offshore would not provide families with any relief. This year, next year, 5 years from now. Now, the latest scheme is, well, we're going to drill offshore. Now, I want to be absolutely clear to everybody about this. If I thought that I could provide you some immediate relief on gas prices by drilling off the shores of California, New Jersey, and believe me, if I thought there was any evidence at all that drilling could save people money who are struggling to fill up their gas tanks by this summer or this year or even the next few years, if I thought by drilling offshore we could solve our problem, I'd do it. I would consider it. But it won't. This is a proposal that would only worsen our addiction to oil and put off needed investments in clean, renewable energy. When I'm president, I intend to keep in place the moratorium here in Florida and around the country and that prevents oil companies from drilling off Florida's coasts.
With gas prices soaring, Barack Obama says no to offshore drilling.
Hope is the policies that we've laid out, from hybrid fleets to offshore drilling, underscores the seriousness with which my administration takes this challenge. It's a challenge that requires us to break out of the old ways of thinking. I think that we can break out of the broken politics of the past when it comes to our energy policy.
Hey, you guys are ready to break out!
Woo! I don't have a TV now, that's okay. The shows in my mind are almost always better.
in your closet?
I don't know. One of the guys must have
lost the what?
Look, Dad, it's
not... Where did you get it?
Dad,
answer me. Who taught you how to do this stuff?
You, all right? I learned it by watching you.
Parents who use drugs have children who use drugs.
We'll be right back.
question.
Felt instantly after having smoked some grass, or an hour after having eaten it. Usually, you creep slowly into a non-condition, inch by inch, sliding upward, but if you deepen it, the effects may come upon you suddenly and strike you full force in the mid.
WCOM Radio, I'm Furious George. Dr. Furious is signing off here. I'll be back next week. Stick around for some bodacious bass. And I really appreciate you listening out there. Micropowered Radio. Support local, community-based, homegrown radio. I'll be back. You can check out all old-school Furious George shows on furiousg.blogspot.com. You can get all the old shows there. And also go to A-Info's Radio Project. You'll see all kinds of different micropowered radio all over the country. Just getting pulled right up onto that website. It's awesome. We got Bodaciousness coming on. I'll be back. Thanks for listening. I'm micropowered Furiousness. WCOM Radio 103.5.
all of us hard-hitting journalists are asking a really tough question.
Is it a bondage club?
Turns out it's kind of a bondage place.
A house of bondage.
Bondage club.
A bondage strip club.
Adult Hollywood hotspot.
It's a naked lady place.
It's not Hooters. Let's just put it that way.
Like leather.
Sir, everything here tastes like leather.